glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Glad to be a child of God.
Amen.
And I'm glad to have all the benefits that go along with that.
Yes.
I'm not bragging because we all could have those benefits, and we all do have those benefits.
Yes.
And so that's not bragging, but I am glad to be a child of God.
Yes.
As always, I desire your prayers as we look into the Word.
Amen.
This morning. I want to be a conduit or something that allows God to come through me and then go out to you, that it be a blessing and an encouragement to you this morning. So I need your prayers. And I also I want to live by what the Lord has given me. So I desire your prayers in that way, too. As I was looking to the Lord to give me something for this Sunday, the Lord gave me two words, and they are very simple, very plain, but they're very profound as well. The two words for the title of this message is don't quit. Don't quit.
Amen.
Amen. So last Sunday, the second service, Lord gave me hold fast, and then this Sunday, he gave me don't quit.
Yeah.
We are still in a battle, all right? If we're not in one, we just left one.
Right.
And if we just left one, we're about to be back into another one, right? And so the enemy, what he wants to do is he wants to wear us down. He wants to discourage us. He wants to cause us to go back on the Lord or to take an alternate route. But God's word to you this morning is do not quit by the help and grace of God. Continue on to hold fast to the Lord. Continue on to hold fast to the promise that he gave you. Continue on and don't lose the ground that he's already given you. All of us have needs before the Lord. Sometimes victory comes easy, and then sometimes victory doesn't come easy. Sometimes the blessing comes easy. Sometimes it doesn't come easy. Whatever the case may be, don't quit on the Lord. He's not going to quit on you. Praise God this morning. I was encouraged by this message when he gave it to me, and I want to encourage you this morning. God is going to see you through. He's going to carry you through. He loves you still, and he loves all of us with an unfeigned love. And so I want you to be encouraged this morning. Don't quit on the Lord. May God help us this morning. In these places where it's difficult, we need the Lord to help us to press on. There's a song that we sing. It says, press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. Through Jesus' name, we'll conquer while traveling here below. And then the chorus says, press on, says Christ, our loving friend. Press on, and then press on. He'll be with you to the end. May God help us this morning. We need a press when we're serving in the Lord. We need something that helps us not to quit when times get difficult. The enemy's plan is to make it so hard on us that we quit on the Lord. But may God help us. He's not going to quit on us, and so we're not going to quit on him. May God help us this morning. I'm glad to have somebody that ain't going to quit on me. I'm not going to quit on him. May God help us. Let's go to Galatians 6 and 9. This is a very familiar scripture, but you know what? I love familiar scriptures because it's a reason why they're familiar.
Right.
They're simple and they're plain and they're to the point and they get the job done. And I thank God for that right now this morning. Somebody read that for us, Galatians 6 and 9. What does it say here?
And let us not be weary in well-doing.
All right, don't get weary.
For in due season.
In well-doing, in due season, what's going to happen?
We'll reap if we faint not.
It says here, don't get tired in the battle. Don't get tired. You got something before the Lord. You need a blessing. You got something going on and you need the Lord to help you with it, whatever it might be. It's saying don't get tired. Don't get tired on the Lord. You get tired. When you get tired, what do you want to do? You want to quit. You want to quit. You're lifting the weights and you get to that third, fourth set and you get tired. You say, I need to put these things down. But and we can put those things down because it's going to be okay if we quit those things. But we're talking about the great God of heaven. We're talking about going to heaven this morning. And so we can't quit on the Lord. All right, we can't quit on the Lord. He said he's not going to give us anything more than we can ably bear.
Right.
All right, he said he'd be with us even unto the end. And so we know that if we don't quit, that is the victory that in and of itself.
Right.
All right, if you don't quit, you will make it.
That's
if you stick with the Lord, you will go to heaven.
Amen.
If you don't quit, you will get what you're trying to get from the Lord, if it be God's will. You will, you will, you will, by the grace and help of God.
Amen.
And so the enemy knows that.
Right.
He knows that. He wants you to quit.
Right.
He wants you to get weary in well-doing.
Right.
All right? If you're not doing well, get tired of that. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
He said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. So the blessing is coming, all right?
Amen.
If you're not doing well, get tired of that and get in the Lord's hand and start doing some good for the Lord, and then don't quit. May God help us.
Yeah.
When he gave me this message, he highlighted some things. He said, don't waste what you've already gained.
Right.
Don't waste what you already gained.
Yeah.
And sometimes we feel like we're not doing that well. We're not doing too well. We're barely making it. What did I just say? I said we're barely what?
Making
it. So if we're barely making it, then we must be
making it.
Making it. You see? If we're barely making it, we're still making it, aren't we? Huh? Barely making it is better than quitting. Keep going on, even if you're barely making it. May God help us this morning. Continue on for the Lord. May God help us. Just because we feel like, see, we are feeling beings. So sometimes we feel like things are not as well as they should be, and we feel like we're not doing much. Let me assure you this morning that if you are still in the fight, if you are still facing the difficulties of life by God's grace and help, if you haven't quit on the Lord, let me assure you, you are doing well.
Yeah.
You are doing well. I want to tell you that this morning.
Yeah.
Huh? The rest of the world has given up.
Right.
Those that are out there in sin, they don't believe that God is real. They don't believe that God is true many times. They've been convinced that there's something different that they can do and still be successful. But if you're still hanging on, if you're still fighting, if you're still moving forward for the Lord, then you're doing well. Be not weary in well-doing. In due season, you will reap if you don't faint. May God help us this morning. May God help us this morning. All right, read another scripture. Go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. I talked about, excuse me, just a little bit. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, another oldie but goodie. It helps us to give an understanding. What I was talking about just a moment ago is our feelings. Our feelings can fail us. They can make us believe something that is not exactly true. All right? And so we want to know, we want to do something different. What does it say? This is a hard-hitting scripture. What does 2 Corinthians 5 and say? What does 5 and 7 say?
Walk by
feelings.
Walk by faith.
Walk by how we're feeling at the moment.
Faith.
That ain't what it say?
No.
What do we walk by?
Faith.
Walk by faith, and then not by what?
Sight.
Not by sight. So what I'm feeling, what I'm seeing, it seems like it's over. It seems like it's around. I need to quit right now before me. Quit while I still can. Quit while I'm still ahead, right? Huh? Walk by faith and not by sight. May God help us. What I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, I don't quit on the Lord. It doesn't matter what I see. It doesn't matter what I feel like. The word of God is true. He'll be a buckler to me. He'll be a strong high tower. He'll be my refuge. He'll be my strength in a time of trouble. All I have to do is not quit on the Lord. May God help us this morning. We can make it if we try.
Yeah.
We can make it if we try.
Yeah.
But if we quit, then what? We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Didn't your mother tell you that? My mother told me that. She said, if at first you don't succeed, do what?
Try.
Just try?
No, try and try. Try again.
All right, so my mama told me same thing your mama told you. Huh? When did she say quit? Huh? Ain't no quitting that. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm born this way, Lord. Long as I've known myself, I've had this weakness, I've had this infirmity, I've had this propensity, I've had this thorn in my flesh, and I can't seem to get the victory over it, Lord. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yes.
You know how in math, when you get a number that just keeps repeating itself and it got a line over it, try and again in that sentence has a line over it. Keep on trying. Keep on going. That means keep on doing it and keep on doing it and keep on doing it and keep on doing it until you get it. May God bless and help us this morning. I want to encourage you to walk by faith. Walk by what you know to be true, not by what you see, not by what you feel, not by how many failures you had in the past. I want you to keep going on for the Lord. May God help us this morning. All right, want to go into, this is kind of a different way I'm looking at it, but this is what the Lord gave me, so I'll have to, most of our reading from now on is going to be in Genesis 32. I want us to be looking at how many times this brother had an opportunity to quit and what he did instead of quitting. All right. See, the Bible says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Right. And so what we want to do this morning, this is sort of a lesson this morning. We want to look at this, at what this brother was going through, and see what he did instead of quitting, to encourage and uplift our spirits to help us along the way this morning. Genesis 32. I'm going to give a little background. This is our brother Jacob that we're talking about. All right. This is one of the fathers of Israel. All right. He had many opportunities to quit. Now, Brother Jacob, he was a different kind of guy, wasn't he? Huh? Had an older brother, did he not? And by nature, or maybe his mother taught him something that was incorrect. He was kind of sneaky and kind of conniving and kind of slick, right? And so one day his brother went out to go hunting and he came back and he was real tired. Now in those days, when you were the oldest son, you had a blessing come to you. You had an inheritance. You had something special went to you. And he knew that his brother had a weakness. Jacob had a weakness for being slick and sly and shady and shysty. And his brother Esau, he had a weakness. He was strong in body, but he was weak in the mind, wasn't he? So he come back from the field, and his brother tired. His brother said, man, make me something to eat. I'm paraphrasing, right? He said, make me something to eat. He said, oh, how tired are you, brother? You look tired. How tired are you? All right. Allow me some, right? How tired are you? And so Esau said, listen, I don't care about that birthright right now. I'm not that inheritance right now. You can have it, just make me something to eat. And he did that to him, didn't he? And by crook, his mother later on helped him trick the daddy, and the daddy blessed him, and he ended up getting the birthright. All right? And so, well, I want you to be thinking about something here, and I said it before, and I want you to be encouraged this morning. All of us have something that is very deep in us. We may have been born with it. I'm not sure about that. I'm not going to go that far to say that. But it's something about us that we need the Lord to help us and to change about us. Esau's was his weak-minded ways. Not his strength in his body, but he was kind of like Samson. He was a strong guy, but weak in the mind. And then Jacob was just, he was just a sneaky dude. He said, I'm not that strong, so I'll get it with my mind. I'll trick you out of it, right? And so a lot of times what we can do is we can say, you know what, this is just the way that I am. I've always been this way. There's nothing I can do about it.
Come on.
Right? And we hide behind that. We can hide behind that. But if that thing is going to hinder you and me from making heaven and from being who God wants us to be, we got to get rid of that thing. You see, even though it's deep within our hearts and deep within our minds, we got to ask the Lord, change me, Lord. Do something about me, Lord. I need a different name, and we'll talk about that later on. Right? And what it's going to take is a don't quit attitude. I don't care what has to happen, Lord. I need the blessing. I'm preaching ahead now. Let me back up and let's read a little bit. Somebody go to Genesis 32 and let's read verses 1 through 3. You got the background already, all right?
And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of
All right.
And when Jacob saw them, he said,
all right,
this is God's host.
All right.
And he called the name of the place Mahanaim.
All right.
And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother.
All right.
Unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom.
All right. I want to pull a couple things out of this reading. Remember the background. All right. And remember that Esau got tricked out of all of his goods, basically. All right, and so Jacob went on his way and the angels of God met him. What I believe happened is the Lord had been dealing with Jacob about who Jacob was. And so Jacob had been doing some soul searching already. And so the angels of God came and they met him there. That was a sign to Jacob. He said, I'm on the right path. All right, and so it says in verse number 2, when Jacob saw them, this is God's host, and he called the name of that place. I don't even know how to say that. Y'all can read it. Whatever it is, he called it that place. You understand what I'm saying? Well, the point is, it was a place. It was something special to him. All right, it means something to him. When we are on our journey, so all of us has come to a place where we see a need, we want to get better in a certain area in our walk with the Lord, and we need encouragement from time to time. God will encourage us if we have that kind of mindset that we're not going to quit. We're going to go on for the Lord until we get what we need. So this is what I'm seeing here. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall you speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith this. Listen to this. Listen to the terminology and how he's talking. Right? He said, this messengers, go and say this to Esau. He says, thus shall you say, speak unto my lord Esau. So he's elevating Esau. Think about that. But what does the Bible say about pride? Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So we already had the angels meet us. God's already been dealing with us. And then now he's humbling himself. Do you see that in these writings? He put Esau on a pedestal and he humbled himself. He said, tell Esau this, because Esau is coming to do something to Jacob, is he not?
Right.
All right, and so it says here, he commanded them, saying, thus shall you speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen and animals and flocks and men servants and women servants. I have sent to tell my lord that I might find grace in thy sight. He's doing two things here. I want you all to get a hold of this.
Yes.
Remember that all of his life, the way he was is he would figure a way out to get what he needed.
Right.
Esau was coming to do him in. We'll read about that. And so he says, he's coming to do me in. I got to figure something out. I don't want to be running for the rest of my life, so I got to figure something out. Furthermore, I want to make some changes. But he's kind of holding on to the old Jacob. You see that? He's holding on to the old Jacob. He's saying, this is what you go tell my brother Esau. I've got all the, I'm going to buy you if I can.
Right.
You see?
Right. Yeah.
That's not, that. Would that work?
No.
You think that's going to work? I want you to be thinking about that.
Yeah.
It didn't work, and we're going to talk about why it didn't. All right, he said, I got these animals, I got these flocks, I've elevated you, you're my Lord, you're greater than me, and so I'm humbling myself, which is good. I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and he also cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him. What do you think he was going to do when he came with 400 men? Probably just have a talk, right? Let's talk about what happened. You think that's what was going to happen? What was going to happen? Going to be some mayhem going on. Going to be some harm going to happen, right? We went and told him, and he didn't even, it seemed like he didn't even acknowledge what they said. I don't care about them animals. I don't care about none of that. He finna get his come up, and today I'm on him. That's what he's saying. You understand? This is how Esau was feeling about his brother. He felt like he had done him wrong, which he had.
Yeah.
But he gave into that. All right. And so Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two bands. All right. And if Esau came, and he said, if Esau come to one company and smite it, that means kill it, then the other company which is left shall escape. So you see how he's doing?
Right.
He's still holding on. When God is trying to help us and change us, it doesn't help us to hold on to the old us.
Right.
Right? He's figuring out a way. First I'm gonna talk real good to him. Then I'm gonna send him some stuff. That didn't work. Now, okay, I'm gonna concede now. I'm gonna just go ahead and sacrifice those folks.
Right.
Because that's really what he's doing.
Right.
That's what he's sacrificing those folks. We're gonna split this up. Y'all go over here. We're gonna go over here. And if he gets to y'all, we can run and get away for a little while longer. This is what's going on here. You see, and so God is dealing with Jacob's heart. God is wanting to change him, right? And so the old way is holding on. God can change us and get us from our old ways to the new ways, but we have to have a heart and a mindset that we're not going to quit until we get there by the grace and help of God. All right. He said, Esau, come one, come some. Okay, picking up in verse number 9. And Jacob said, now look what he's doing now. He had a plan in place, but then in verse number 9, we start moving in the right direction, don't we? Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said it unto me, return unto thy country and thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. All right, he's getting humble now, right? He's getting low. He's saying, Lord, you know me. You know my daddy. You know my ancestors. And you said that you're going to bless me, Lord. I highly encourage anybody that's in a hard situation to humble themselves before the Lord.
Yes.
And if the Lord has given you a promise, you're not reminding him of it because he knows it already.
Right.
But you can remind yourself and encourage yourself when you're talking to him.
Right.
Because he wants to know, do you remember what I told you? You see, we need to hold on to what God lets us know. If God gave us a promise and then he meant to give us something, then he means that. But we might have to go through something to get it. And we might have to have a no quit mentality, but we will get the blessing in the end. All right. And so it says here, Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, thou said to me, return to thy country and to thy kindred. I will deal with thee. I'm not worthy of the least of thy mercy, of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my salve I passed over this Jordan, and now I'm become two bands. So he's telling the Lord about it. Tell the Lord about it.
Yeah.
Instead of quitting, tell the Lord about it.
Yeah.
Tell the Lord about it. What can he do about it?
Yeah.
All right? If you tell the Lord about it, you won't have to quit. May God help us this morning. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. He's laying it all out there. I'm scared. I need help. I don't care what you need to do, Lord. Please have mercy upon me. All right. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed. See, he's reminding the Lord again. Thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there the same night and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau, his brother. All right, so he's getting that. Now he's starting to get where he needs to go.
Right.
He said, I can split us up, but eventually, if he found that other group, he might find us. So what I really need, Lord, is for you to do something special,
right,
to change something.
Yes.
Sometimes when we're praying and we're asking the Lord for something, we don't even know what we really need.
Right.
I'm going to say that again. Sometimes when we're asking the Lord for something, we don't even know what we need. The Lord knows what we need,
yes,
but we don't know exactly what we need. We know what the problem is, but we don't know what the solution is. The solution was him. He needed to change, didn't he?
Right.
He didn't, but he really wasn't seeing that clearly just yet. But he had a don't quit mentality. Remember all the things that he already done. He sent his messengers one time. They came back. They didn't care about it. He did all these different other things trying to appease his brother. Those things weren't working. Sister Kim had a situation, and we've all had situations before where we get to a place where what we would do or what we'd like to do, it's not going to work here. We need the Lord here.
Yeah.
We need the Lord. And so what God is going to bring us to those places,
yeah,
where all we can do is have the Lord help us. Yes. That's all we can do.
Yes.
All right? And so this is where Brother Jacob is. All my plans, I sent something one time, that didn't work. I sent something another time, that didn't work. I split up the plans. I see that's not going to fix it, because, see, what the problem was is that Esau wasn't going to quit.
Right.
See? He wasn't going to quit.
Right.
And that's how the enemy is. This is why you can't quit.
Right.
This is why I can't quit. Because
right.
He ain't going to quit. And so we have to have it set in our hearts and in our minds that we're going on for the Lord, come what may. You see what I'm saying? We got to have that kind of mindset. And God can help us with that. All right. And so let's pick it up here at verse number 12. He said he lodged there. So he sent... He made two groups, talked to the Lord about it. He's humbling himself. He's getting to where he needs to go. All right. And he lodged there that same night. And he says, verse number 13, lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau's brother. 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, and 20 rams. So we ramping it up now. 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine is a cow, and 10 bulls, 20 animals and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servant, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servant, pass over before me, and put a space betwixt, drove and drove. He commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau, my brother, meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. So the first time that didn't do it, I'm going to send some more.
Right?
Yeah. I want to encourage us this morning to take a look at this. Did the Lord tell him to send all that? The first time or the second time? We don't have that in that account. So all we can know is when we seek the Lord, he'll let us know what it is that we need to do.
Amen.
A lot of people quit. A lot of people become discouraged and go back on the Lord because of what they are doing is not working.
Right.
You see?
Right.
What did the Lord tell you to do? Have you done that?
Right.
You see?
Right.
I've got to do what the Lord tells me to do. When I do what the Lord tells me to do, it's going to work, and then I don't have to quit about that either.
Yes.
Now, he did all these things, but one thing that Brother Jacob had right is he had a no-quit mentality.
Yes, right.
That thing, you think it worked? Let me kind of show you what I think the devil did when he sent those things. Because we know how the devil works many times. So he sent this stuff the first time. He probably didn't even entertain the thought. But the second time, he sent a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the devil told Esau? He said, how he gonna send you your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
Right.
He gonna steal your stuff, trick you out of your stuff in your moment of weakness, and then send it to you, trying to appease you with something that's supposed to be yours anyway?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You think the devil wasn't telling him that?
Right.
He really need to be killed, don't he? That's what he's telling him.
Right?
Right? And that's what Esau is, that's what's powering him. That's what's behind him.
Yeah.
You see? Because murder, all those vile sins, that's of the devil.
Yes. Amen.
See? And so he wants to promote that. He would love to have seen Esau come and kill his brother, but he didn't get his way, did he? Praise God. He didn't get his way. Read down a little bit further. We'll get to it. Now, all right, so it says here, all right, I'm picking up in verse 20. And say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with their presence that go before me. And afterward, I will see his face. Peradventure, he will accept me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he couldn't sleep. He arose up that night. And he took two wives. Sometimes we can't even sleep. Back in the Old Testament, they had two wives. We know we can't have two wives now. But back in the Old Testament, he had two wives. And sometimes what we need to do is we need to get alone with God.
Yes.
Instead of quitting, we need to get alone with God. So what he did was, he said he arose up that night. He took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. and he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. So he got rid of everything that was close to him, and he said, I'm going to get alone with God, all right? And I want you to pay special attention, because he's already showed his no quit mindset. But right here is what we're talking about in verses 24 through verses 26. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Who was that man that was wrestling with him? It was an angel, wasn't it?
Right.
It was an angel.
Yeah.
And so he's wrestling with the angel. Sometimes we got to get down on our knees and wrestle with ourselves, wrestle with the Lord. Say, Lord, I need something from you.
Yeah.
And you know what, Lord? I don't care what I got to do to get it. I'm not getting up from my knees until you give me some confirmation that I'm going to get some help in this area. Because this thing has been whooping me. I need a blessing. I need somebody. I need some help in this area, Lord. And I can't do it by myself. All the things that I'm trying to do is not working, Lord. And so now, Lord, I need you to do something with me and about me, Lord Jesus. That's what he's doing. He's doing business with the Lord. And when he saw that he had prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. I want to tell you a little bit about that. I'm a paramedic. Even though I don't do the ambulance anymore, I'm still a paramedic. And I've run on many people with dislocated hips and injured hips. It's supposed to be some of the most painful things experience you can ever experience in your life. We even have a special stretcher. It's called a scoop stretcher. And what it does is it's like this under the bottom of it, and then it's long. And it disconnects up at the top. And you take one side and you scoop under, and then you take the other side and scoop under, and then you reconnect it at the top so you can pick them up and carry them. Because it's so painful, any little movement will cause them to be in excruciating pain. All right? This is where Brother Jacob was. All right? Not only that, if you look up dislocation of the hip, you'll begin to understand something else. It is disabling. Lord, I'm disabled. In this area, I'm disabled, so I can't, ain't no way I'm gonna keep up. I can't do it, Lord. By the grace and help of God.
Yes.
How bad do you want it?
All right.
How bad do you need it?
Yes.
By the grace and help of God.
Yes.
How bad do you want it? How bad do you need it? And then are you using the blessings, the benefits, the promises that God has given us?
Right.
Are you using them to help enable you to be successful?
Yes.
He said, I'll be with you even unto the end.
Yeah.
He said, he won't leave us. He won't forsake us.
Right.
And so even in these times when we need a blessing from the Lord,
yes,
part of my prayer is, Lord, bless me to be willing to keep going on until I get it. I'm getting tired, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired. I'm getting weak, Lord. I'm disabled and I'm in pain, Lord. I need your help.
Yeah.
May God help us. What did Jacob do here? And he said, let me go. So he's still wrestling with the angel. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me.
Yes.
He said, I'm not quitting.
Yes.
He said, it's your problem that the day is breaking. That ain't my problem. I'm a holding on. I don't know if you got somewhere to be or what it is, but I'm holding on until I get this blessing, because I need this blessing.
Yes.
See, what he really was asking for is what we're going to talk about right here.
Yes.
What most of us need by the grace and help of God, the reason all of us need this, the reason why we are saved is because we need what's in this next scripture here.
Yes.
All right, he says, I will not let thee go, lest thee bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. What we have is our names, and our names represent something.
Right.
It represents something to other people, but most importantly, it represents something in the spiritual realm. What is your identity in the spiritual realm? And do you need a change, a name change in the spiritual way?
Yeah.
All right? What does your name mean?
Yeah.
I used to be Henry. You don't want that. You don't want to deal with that guy. I'm going to tell you that right now. You didn't want to, not that I'm any worse than anybody else out there, but I wasn't saved and I wasn't living right, and I'm not glorifying that because that was a bad idea on my part. I could have lost, I could have been lost and went to a devil's hell.
Yeah.
Right? And so nothing good about that. But I'm no longer Henry, not anymore. See, my name is Brother Henry.
Yeah.
May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
God changed my name, and he can change your name as well.
Yeah.
He can change your name as well. If you need a blessing, if you need, see, what God was wanting to do was take Jacob from that sneaky and sly and conniving and slick person and change him from the inside out. And that name that used to apply no longer applied. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
But if he quit anyway, along the way, would he have got the blessing?
No.
May God help us this morning. So the angel said, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and has prevailed.
Yes.
May God bless us and help us this morning.
Amen.
I'm going to give you a quick synopsis before I sit down. Of what happened, what followed, when God blessed him and changed him from the inside out.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you this morning. Many times what you're dealing with is something, what you're dealing with, when you're dealing with people and conflict, many times they have a problem, but we also have a problem.
Yeah, right. True.
You see, because where there's no wood, then what's going to happen to the fire?
Fire
goes out,
yes.
Right? And so something is causing that conflict.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And so what God does is when he blesses us, he shows us.
Yes.
And then what happens is we become a cooling blanket,
right,
over that fire.
Amen.
I'm trying to be mad at him. I'm trying to be mad at her, and I can't even do it. All they doing is loving me and blessing me and being good to me because God has changed their name. May God help us this morning. There's nothing anybody can do with that. They can't do anything with that. And so what happened was, I'm going to give you a synopsis before I sit down. I appreciate your time and your attention. But Esau was hateful and angry and wanted to do all this harm. But when God had changed Jacob, he recognized the change that was in Jacob. And it did something to him.
Yeah.
It did something to him. He couldn't be mad no more.
Right.
You know what he come with 400 men.
Right.
They coming for, I don't know what. Listen, think about that. When you do something in the spur of the moment, somebody push you, you push them back. That might just be a reaction, or it just happened in the spur of the moment. But if you get your posse 400 deep and you come over the, you know, they wasn't in no cars back then.
Right.
They on camels and whatever else they were, might have been on foot, and they going miles and miles, we're going to chase him down and we're going to kill him. That's where he was at. You understand what I'm saying? And when God did something for Brother Jacob, it did something to him. They ran to each other and embraced and hugged one another.
Amen.
The love had been returned because God had done a work on Brother Jacob.
Amen.
May God help us this morning.
Amen.
I want to encourage you that whatever it is that you need, I don't need to know what you need.
Right.
The Lord needs to know what you need, and God, and you need to know what you need.
Yeah.
So ask God for what you need,
yeah,
and begin to seek him and have a don't quit,
right,
mindset about it,
yeah,
and see if God don't bless you.
Yeah.
And then when he does bless you, see if people that will treat you bad in the past, see how they treat you. Sooner or later, they're going to have to do something about that because you're right now. You're right with God now. And so God, he'll begin to deal with them.
Yeah.
But what we'll do is we'll say, you know what, Lord, you need to deal with them first. Deal with them first. Deal with Esau first. Esau is tripping. He the one with all the stuff. He got 400 men and all these weapons chasing me. He finna kill the kids and everything, Lord. He finna kill everybody. So what I need you to do, Lord, is go deal with them. See?
Right.
See, that's where our minds are. But what God wants to do is he wants to bless you.
Yes.
He wants to bless me.
Yes.
And so in order for me to get that blessing, I've got to have a nut. When I'm wrestling with this thing, when I'm fighting, when I'm in day, you know what I told someone not too long ago, what the Lord gave me a long time ago. It's one thing to pray. It's another thing to make it a matter of prayer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. True.
Lord, I prayed one time, I should be good. You heard me, right? I know you heard me. So I should be good, Lord, right? I prayed one time. You the one with the need. That's what the Lord is saying. You need this, right? Do you really want it? If God were to give us what we want, the moment we said it, every time we said it, we'd all be just little babies. Couldn't deal with nothing.
Amen.
We are defined as pilgrims and strangers, but we're also defined as those that are running a race. You need strength for that.
Yes.
You need strength to be a soldier in God's army.
Yes.
How you gonna be a soldier in God's army when as soon as something happened, Lord, I may have... Where's the plug so I can pull it? Give me the white tie. I'm throwing it in. May God help us.
Yes.
He said, be strong
in
him, in the power of his might.
Yes.
So I can be naturally a weak-willed person. I could be naturally a weak person in general. But God has promised to give us what we need. And my God shall supply most of your needs. How many?
All
of your needs. According to what?
His
riches in glory. Tell me what, by Christ. So what don't he have? What do you need that he don't have? By the word of God, the world was made and are held in place by his command. All the grass is withered and the flowers fade, but his truth forever stands. You understand what I'm saying? So when he says something, he meant what he said, all right? And beyond that, if you have a need, he can, if it doesn't exist, he can speak it into existence.
Yes.
May God bless us and help us this morning. I want to encourage you to go on for the Lord. And your homework, if you get a chance, I want you to read that chapter, because if it don't bring tears to your eyes, that chapter 33, Genesis 33, read it and see what it says. Because when you need a blessing from the Lord, he's going to deal with you first.
Yes.
He's going to deal with me first.
Yes.
And then once he's done dealing with us, then there's no reason why he would withhold the blessing from us.
Yes.
Right? And so may God help us this morning. Yes. I appreciate your time and your attention and your prayers for me. Listen, I'm trying to make heaven, but not only that. So when I first got saved, I would say that. So I just want to make heaven.
Yes.
And that was true. And that's still true.
Yes.
But I want to do a little bit more than that.
Amen.
I want to be a vessel unto honor.
Amen.
I don't want to barely make it in. If I do barely make it in, I'll be happy about that too. Don't let me misspeak.
Yeah.
But I don't want to barely make it in though.
All right.
Amen.
I don't. I want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
He said he's not going to put anything on me more than I can ably bear.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to make a way of escape that I may be able to bear.
Yeah.
And so what he's saying to me by saying that is, I can do it by his help. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
So I can do it by the grace and help of God. Listen, this world needs children of God that are strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Amen.
They don't need us to be quitting on the Lord. They don't need us going back on the Lord or taking some alternative route. They need us to stand firm for truth and for right.
Yes.
And so I want to encourage you this morning to don't quit on the Lord.
Amen.
If you got something that you have before the Lord that you need, then the first thing you do is don't quit. The last thing you do is don't quit and see what happens. May God help us this morning. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. Want to make heaven my home. Want to be a blessing. Pray for me. I will be praying for you. Amen.